If you are looking for even more help and guidance on your breakup, I have a few different options for you to take your healing to the next level. I have 4 different online courses depending on what stage of the breakup that you're in, from beginning all the way into moving on after heartbreak. Or you can bundle all of my courses together and use the code PODCAST to get $25 off my course bundle. I also have my 30-day no contact challenge to help hold you accountable in going no contact with your ex. And we have our free Facebook group, Healing Hearts Club, where you can connect with other people going through breakups all over the world. To learn more about any of these resources, head to the show notes where you can learn more about my courses, take the quiz to figure out which course is best for you, or join the Facebook group. And don't forget to use the code PODCAST to get $25 off my course bundle. Welcome to the Heal Your Heartbreak podcast with your host, Breakup Bestie, aka me, Kendra. Breakups are hard, but you don't have to do it alone. Each week, I will be taking you through a different topic as it relates to breaking up, healing from heartbreak, growing in your single life, dating, and getting back into happier and healthier relationships. The goal of this show is to provide support, hope, tips, and to remind you that above all, this too shall pass. Welcome back to another solo episode of the podcast. So I think when we're going through a breakup, we often talk about the direct impact. When we lose the relationship, the partner who we're living with, who we're intimate with, our best friend, all of the really devastating direct impacts that happen from a breakup. But what we sometimes often neglect are the indirect consequences of a breakup. And there are so many. I could make a list of 100 indirect impacts that come from a breakup. But today we're going to focus in on the one of losing your ex's family. And when you're in a relationship with someone for a long period of time, you obviously develop a really close relationship with their family. It gets to the point where you're spending holidays together, you're going on vacation with these people, you become a member of the family. And then when the breakup happens, you're not only losing your partner, but you're also losing their family. You may get really close with their siblings. You might think of their parents as like an extra set of parents to you. And there 100% is a mourning period that has to happen and a grieving process that has to happen for their family. And I think there are a lot of questions surrounding this topic that I will get into in today's episode. The overall biggest question is, of course, going to be, can I stay connected with my ex's family? How do I move forward with my ex's family? So we're going to dive into more specific questions. And the first thing that I'm actually going to address is what happens when you were the one that ended the relationship. And going back to one of my own breakups when I did end the relationship, but had this, I loved my ex's family and like super specifically his sister. And I remember after ending the relationship, I felt like I needed to explain myself to my ex's family. And I wanted them to know that, you know, this was nothing against them. It was just how it was working out and what I needed for myself. And I think there's this temptation to explain yourself to your ex's family. And I think there's like a guilt that comes from being the person that does end the relationship. And I just want to let you know that that's a very common feeling to have. And it isn't required for you to have to reach out to your ex's family and explain yourself to them. I never ended up doing it. And I ended up being really ultimately glad because I just think it would have made things a lot messier. And honestly, it's pretty unnecessary in my opinion. But, you know, let's say that the opposite is true, where your ex's family reaches out to you and maybe a sister, a brother, mom, dad reaches out to you and says, I'm so sad that you guys broke up, which that's obviously not easy to hear because obviously you're sad too. But your ex is, you know, someone reaches out and says, I'm so sad that you guys broke up, but I really value our relationship, and I'd love to stay in touch, and I'd love to still be in your life, which feels really nice, you know, to know that. I know for me, it was always felt good because it felt like I made a big enough impact on their family. Family is very important to me. And so it did feel good. However, how do you deal with that? What do you do? And this is one thing that, like, I can't give like a blanket statement on because I think it's so much a case by case basis. And a lot of it has to do with how you are personally dealing with the breakup. For me, it was just never something that I could do because I really needed to set clear boundaries and learn how to live without my ex, including their family. It was just too difficult to stay connected to their family. Because obviously, after going through a breakup, everything reminds you of your ex. So, and being with their family is going to be something that very, very much reminds you of your ex. So typically, I'm not a big fan of people staying connected to their ex's family, obviously with the exception of if you have kids with your ex, you obviously want your kids' grandparents and aunts and uncles being a part of your life. So this is, you know, setting aside the co-parenting aspect of it. But I remember I had a coaching client who was really close with her ex's sister, and her ex's sister kept reaching out, honestly, with really good motive of just wanting to check in and see how she was doing and, you know, wanted to get together for lunch. And the thing that I explained is there are probably family members of certain people's exes that would have a great relationship over time, whether that could be a long-term friendship or whatever that looks like. But what I told her is sometimes we need to sacrifice the short term in order to preserve the long term. So if this person is someone that you want to maintain a long-term relationship with, I recommend cutting off contact in the short term. That way you can heal without having even more constant reminders of your ex. It's going to be really hard to be around your ex's family and not ask how your ex is doing or want to ask how they're doing. So it's one of those things where if you can set a temporary boundary, you can always revisit it in the long term. And you can even express that to the person. And that's what I recommended this coaching client to do. I said, let her know, like, hey, I really value you. I really value our relationship. At this point in time, I'm not able to have a relationship with you because I'm really struggling with, you know, the breakup. And it would be far too hard on me to see you and talk to you on a regular basis. So can you please give me some space and give me some time? And, you know, I believe that we can revisit later on. And I think the pause, which that basically is putting a pause on the relationship, is really beneficial in not only that way, but I think sometimes our motives get really, not twisted, but I think we're really not able to clearly see our motives in the moment right after a breakup. And so you may end up pursuing a relationship with someone in your ex's family, and your mind will tell you it's because you really value the relationship, but really it's probably because you're trying to keep this connection to your ex. So when you're able to set that boundary and communicate to them that you need to take a pause in communication, I think it will allow you to sort your motives out. And I'll go back to the example of when I ended the relationship and I really adored his sister and was not only tempted to text her and explain myself, I was really tempted to, you know, extend a hand and say, you know, I'm always here if you want to talk. Like, I, you know, I'd really love to, like, not completely lose touch with you. And my motive wasn't necessarily to keep a connection to my ex. My motive that I didn't realize at the time, I realized much later on, was that I'm really bad at not being liked or being the bad guy. And so my ego was driving me to send that text because I didn't want her to not like me. But I wouldn't have known that at the time. I would have sent that text. It would have been really weird and messy for me to have maintained any kind of friendship with his sister. So ultimately, I'm really glad that I never sent it. It's very similar to the no contact rule, where I tell you to do like the 24-hour rule before. If you really feel like you have to send a text, write it down and then wait 24 hours and revisit it. Having any kind of pause is going to be really, really good, because no one is thinking clearly right after a breakup. I will tell you that. Even the most emotionally stable, emotionally intelligent person is just not thinking clearly after a breakup. So to, you know, tell your ex's mom, yes, let's stay connected, I just don't think it's a good idea, because you really don't even know where your emotions are going to land. You may end up, you know, in a few weeks feeling seething anger towards your ex, and it's not going to feel good to then have to like hide that anger and try to maintain a relationship with your ex's mom, just as an example. This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. How is your social battery right now? It's important to make sure you're staying connected socially as you're navigating your breakup, but I also know it can be easy to overdo it. And I know it's easy to avoid social interactions altogether and want to isolate at home. The trick is finding the balance that works for you. And therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. As someone who is an expert of spreading herself too thin with social activities, therapy has helped me a ton with being able to establish boundaries and prioritize which relationships and activities leave me feeling good and which ones are draining. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/heartbreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/heartbreak. When going through a breakup, I know you're already not feeling like yourself between sleep issues, appetite changes, emotional exhaustion, and all the other things you're currently experiencing. Then you throw any hormone change into that or PMS, and it can make the breakup feel even more intense. This is why I love recommending Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth. This supplement contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens that can help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes, so it can help with things like racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating and gas, and more. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds, and the thing you'll see over and over again in their 17,000 plus reviews is women saying that they feel like themselves again. And as someone who has gone through 2 pregnancies in the last 3 years, I have had a lot of hormone changes, so I feel incredibly relieved to have found this product, and I can't wait for you to try it too. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code HEARTBREAK at checkout. Again, that's happymammoth.com. Use code HEARTBREAK at checkout. Are you looking for a guilt-free way to unwind? Between balancing your breakup, work, and just functioning in your day-to-day life, I know you are under a lot of stress. Breakups mess with your nervous system, cause obsessive thoughts, and make it so hard to just sit with yourself. This is why it's so important to have rituals that allow you to treat yourself in a healthy way. And this is why I love Recess Mood, a sparkling water infused with functional ingredients like stress-balancing adaptogens and mood-lifting magnesium. Life has been very full and stressful for me lately, and as someone who hasn't had alcohol in 11 years, I need something that helps me relax and that can bring me a moment of peace. Lately, my favorite way to do that is sitting on the couch after I put my kids to bed and having either the strawberry rose or the lime Recess Mood. They not only make me feel good, but they also taste incredible too. So whether you're looking for a healthier alternative to alcohol or a way to make you feel more balanced, you deserve a healthier way to unwind. Head to takearecess.com/heartbreak and get 15% off Recess Mood, your go-to alcohol replacement. The next question then becomes, what about social media? Can I stay connected with my ex's parents, siblings, or, you know, and even in the breakup, you end up meeting cousins and aunts and uncles, and you go on family reunions, and you end up becoming friends with a lot of people from your ex's family on social media. So what do you do about that? So I think a lot of this comes down to following your gut after the point that you can trust your gut. I'd say in the beginning of a breakup, it's really difficult to trust your gut. It is still there, but it's clouded by a lot of obsessive thought, very intense emotions. So that's why in the beginning, sometimes I just say, like, kind of mute everyone that makes you think of your ex on social media, just because anytime you see something related to your ex, it's going to really throw you off. And again, you're like, you're not necessarily in the position to make those individual decisions of, okay, my ex's aunt is okay, but their cousin is not. So sometimes in the beginning, it can help to just mute everyone. And that's why I'm such a big fan of the mute button on social media, because it allows us to do things like that. As a reminder, it is not immature or harsh or rude to unfollow or unfriend anyone on social media that is negatively impacting your ability to heal from the breakup, regardless of what people might say to you or people that might object. Typically, people are doing this out of their own ego or their own insecurities, so you're not responsible for anyone else's well-being when it comes to your own healing. So if you do need to unfriend all of your ex's family, that's completely fine, and you are well within your rights to be able to do that. If you want to mute them all for a period of months and then come back to it later on and say, okay, who feels good to stay connected to? Who do I want to stay updated on? And who do I not? Who just doesn't feel right to do that anymore? And that's why it's so great to be able to have these built-in pauses, so that way you are able to make those decisions based on what really feels good for you and what's in your best interest. And then kind of the last question that I tend to get is around the topic of, let's say when you were in the relationship, let's just say, I'm just going to make up a thing. Your ex's dad had some kind of heart condition, and you knew that in a couple months he was going to have this big surgery. And, you know, you really loved your ex's dad. And when, as the surgery is coming up, you're thinking about him a lot, and you want to be able to say that you're thinking about him and wish him well and wish him a speedy recovery. Is that okay? Yeah, I believe, yes, it is okay. I believe that as long as you're doing it with the right motive in mind, and that's why it's good to, like, have the decision that you're going to reach out and then wait a couple days and talk to your friends about it and run it by a few people just so you can talk it out. Because sometimes it might be that you feel like you should reach out to them, and then in a couple days you realize, you know what, I think I was probably doing that just because I wanted to insert myself back into my ex's life. I want to get an update on them. I want my ex's dad to tell my ex that I reached out, and so my ex is then forced to think about me. All of those things are very normal to have or to think about, but it is really important, I think, to take that pause. And if after a couple of days it still feels really right for you and it still feels like the right thing for you and it's in line with, you know, your values and where you're at in the breakup, then it's okay to, you know, to send a text or call them and just say, hey, I just want to let you know, you know, I know me and your child aren't together anymore, but I'm thinking about you and I hope you have a speedy recovery, and then end it at that. I think sometimes we overdo it when it comes to exes, family. And again, a lot of this comes down to having ego-driven motives where, you know, your ex's mom posts a picture on social media and you say, you like write this really heartfelt comment, but you're more so doing it because you want your ex to see it. So I think the moral of the story with ex's family is it's so much better to cut off in the short term to potentially preserve the long term if that feels right for you. Try to have this pause in the beginning of the breakup where you cut yourself off from your ex's family so you're able to first and foremost heal yourself, and then you can come back and reassess and figure out what feels good, what doesn't feel good. And you are allowed to, anywhere you are on the spectrum from cutting everyone off, like unfriending everyone on social media, never speaking to them ever again, to the point where months down the road, you're still connected with them and maybe you still talk to them every once in a while. That's okay as long as it's not interfering with your ability to move on. So it's not one of those things where I necessarily say like completely cut off contact no matter what. I think it's just a matter of staying, like listening to your gut once those big feelings pass and then coming back to that. And I did mention it earlier in the episode, but I kind of wanted to reiterate what you can say to your ex's family if they reach out and want a relationship with you, just to give you, I do really well when someone gives me a script for something. So saying, you know, something along the lines of, I really appreciate you reaching out. I really value our relationship and how much you were there for me. However, right now, I'm still really struggling with the breakup and I need to take some time. So I just would appreciate some space for right now. Completely fine. If they react poorly to that, that's on them, not on you. So hopefully that gives you some things to think about and some tools and some step-by-step actions that you can take if it comes to your ex's family. Last thing I wanted to throw out, if you haven't heard a peep from your ex's family, that's okay too. It doesn't mean they didn't care about you or you weren't important to them. I think sometimes people literally just don't know how to act and think it would be inappropriate to reach out. So just so you know, if you haven't heard anything from your ex's family, that's also okay. It doesn't mean anything about you. It's just how they have chosen to, you know, go about the breakup. So I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you loved it, I hope you'll leave a review and share with your friends. If you're not already following me on Instagram, head to @yourbreakupbestie, where I'm sharing new content almost every day. To join our Facebook group, Healing Hearts Club, where you can connect with thousands of people from all over the world going through breakups, head to the link in the show notes. And don't forget to check out my online courses for more in-depth help through your healing journey. I always end these episodes the same way, reminding you to be nice to yourself, stay connected with loved ones, and the biggest reminder is that this too shall pass. I promise.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.